Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. My last community comment addressed the initial revelations about the Veterans Administration schedule. At the time, I knew the scandal was big. I didn't want to believe it was going to be the horror story it is today. Whether the discussion is veterans' health care benefits or Obamacare, the operative word is care. Care is best delivered caregiver to patient face-to-face and not via a bureaucratic process or an exchange-purchased government-mandated insurance product. As the VA scandal unfolds, there are more horror stories to be told. We heard about the 40 veterans' deaths in Phoenix. Those deaths were only the tip of the iceberg. As the reports continue to come in, there will be more cover-ups, more stories of union-driven corruptions, and more revealed criminal negligence cases. Neither VA healthcare nor Obamacare can meet the requirements of a doctor-to-patient relationship. A government-administered healthcare system has nothing to do with healthcare. Government-delivered healthcare is a bureaucratic process with waiting lists, rationed access, and fertile environment for dishonest practices. Healthcare should be provider-based and focused on the patient. Moreover, if you give a damn about your own life, you wouldn't be required to bet your life on a politician's interpretation of a solution for your own well-being. Because I'm eligible for VA services, I went over last week to the local VA clinic to ask why I hadn't been scheduled for my annual follow-up since November of 2011. I entered the facility and presented my credentials. The intake specialist looked at the screen and stated that I would be treated as a new patient and go through an evaluation. I pointed out that I had been a VA patient since 1996 when I retired with a service-connected disability after 28 years in the Air Force. I outlined my past visits to the Eureka facility and the letter I had received about the issue of new VA cards. After researching the information I furnished, the clerk said, "Yes, you're right. You were seen in November 2011. You should have been seen in 2012. I told the clerk that I had called in August of 2012 and November of 2012 for an appointment. On both occasions, I was told that I would be called again because of a change of doctors. I didn't expect the system would take me off the patient list. I can personally verify that even here in Eureka, the VA system is broken. I have other health care alternatives, thank God. If you want to bet your life on government-delivered health care, do so at your own risk. I, for one, will take responsibility for my own survival. I said in my last community comment that I take this whole thing very personally. The total percentage of U.S. population eligible for VA-administered health care is 2.5%. Government can't even handle the VA program with a small population segment. Can you name your primary care provider? Can you make a timely appointment? Can you deal with a catastrophic cap? Can you afford a high deductible? Can you afford ever-increasing premiums? Can you afford to bet your life on a government health care system? This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.